Still to come, what technology might we be unwrapping over Christmas? And we'll also be unpicking the physics of Christmas caroling.
So our Christmas tree is up and decorated, so now it's time to do some Christmas shopping. But how do we choose what to buy, and are the shops pulling on your strings? Philip, why is it so hard to make a decision when you're shopping?
Now, first of all, keep in mind that you're taking advice from someone currently wearing Christmas lights. But yeah, it's really hard to make a decision, basically because of the way the brain is made. So as opposed to a computer, which can store enormous amounts of data, the brain is really powerful because it takes a lot of shortcuts. And one of these shortcuts is basically that the brain will always try to represent the lowest amount of information at a time. And the way it does that is by using references. And these references are always from memory. And that's a really efficient thing that the brain does, because when it uses references, it only has to encode a tiny difference in value. And so our brain is really good at making these tiny choices, but the issue with making these choices then becomes, as soon as you switch that reference, then your economic rationale breaks down. And I have a really good example for this and how you can make choices really difficult. Think about the cinema, for example. You can have, let's say, a small popcorn or a large popcorn. And let's say the small one is £3, the large one is £7. Most people in this case would go with the small popcorn because it's £3 and you can probably buy two for the price of the large one. But if you reverse the context and add an extra choice, which makes it a lot more difficult, you add a medium and you say, let's say the medium is £6 instead of the seven or the three. That makes the £7 large one a lot more appealing. So you've only added a decoy, which we call neuroscience, and all of a sudden you've switched people's preferences. So choices are really good, and you're very good at maximizing these choices in different contexts. But unfortunately, because we have so many choices in so many contexts, then we actually aren't that rational after all.
I see. And I know the Christmas shops sometimes exploit this. And you went Christmas shopping with fellow naked scientist Lewis Thompson earlier in the week. So let's hear how you guys got on.
The brain isn't the best computer we can think of. What it tries to do is always simplify, simplify, simplify. So it's going to try and adapt its range when it codes values of the decisions we're trying to make. And it's going to try and adapt that around a central value that we build around our memories. So we call that a reference, for example. From this reference point, your brain is going to try and compute what is gains and what is losses. And so what the store is going to try and push on you is this idea that you're winning all the time. And it's going to set that from a reference. So if you have a reference that, let's say, a £2 pack of strawberries, what you can do from there is basically reduce the price and say it's on sale. So the person feels like they're winning because they're spending less money, they're keeping more money, and they're getting the strawberries in addition.
If I see the wine is on sale, should we go and get some?
You see, even when you know, you still fall for it. Let's go.
So we're at the wine section now. There's quite a lot of choice, though, and I don't know much about wine. How is my brain making this decision?
There is a lot of choice in the grocery store at the moment, and that is a big problem that people have also. And that's one of the situations where your brain is going to try to use the shortcuts that I was talking about earlier, where you try and build a reference with your memories, and you try to use different markers that you can use in decisions in the past to try and make the best out of your current choice. And so one of those examples would be price. Price for wine is a very, very big indicator, because regardless of the quality of the wine, people will tend to associate a certain value just based on the price. And that's actually been shown in a lot of neuroscience studies, where if you increase the price of a wine that you've tested earlier, you actually see a brain signal increase in value sections of the brain. So it's not just psychology at this point, it's not just behavior, you actually have a biological basis for it. And so what people try to do is usually go with a wine that's either the second cheapest option or the second most expensive option. Because you don't want to go with either extreme, but you want to still use this reference to guide your decision. And that's one thing that grocery stores will try to do. They'll put the average price at eye level, and then everything else will be either above that or under that. And you'll use that reference to then compute your gains or your losses and make your choice.
So why does buying things sometimes make us feel pretty good about ourselves when we've been shopping?
So the answer to that is, contrarily to popular belief, not dopamine. It's actually what we call endorphins. Endorphins are opiates that you have in your brain that are naturally released. Think of opium, for example. It's based from that drug. And opiates make you feel pleasure. And that's what you derive when you buy something. But When Christmas comes, you also have the anticipation effect. And anticipation, combined with dopamine, which is now its role, is actually a lot more powerful than pleasure itself. So there's two systems, endorphins and dopamine, that regulate this pleasure and this anticipation of pleasure.
Oh, I see. So you're looking forward to this rush you're going to get when you buy something.
Exactly. And that's what December is all about.
But Philip, have you got all of your gifts then? This is a retail expert and psychologist on gift giving. Have you completed the goal of gift
and
buying?
This is when people will realize they probably should not listen to me. I have the advantage that I'm an immigrant. I'm from Canada, which means that unfortunately it's really hard to give gifts to Canadians, but also which means that it's really good for my bank account. So no, I have not bought gifts
Are you saying
yet.
You're just Scrooge? You're just stingy?
I wouldn't say that. I would say I'm an expert on decision making.
Very good. Well, I'll try that on my wife and see how that goes down.